Brother Hanson from Truth Life Ministries here in Lakeside, Arizona. It's good to be here with you today. We're going to get right into our study in the book of the Revelation. We've been in here for 40 studies now. We'll probably be another 30 or 40 studies before we get out of it. I hope you're enjoying it. We've been in this book many times before, but we're going to go through it again and see what we missed. Let's go ahead and get right into the study. And I think that we are at the 13th chapter now. Now, the 13th chapter and the first beast. Then I saw a beast come out of the sea with 10 horns and 7 heads. On its horns were 10 diadems, and on its heads blasphemous names. The beast I saw was like a leopard, but it had feet like a bear's, and its mouth was like the mouth of a lion. To it the dragon gave its power and throne, along with great authority. I saw that one of its heads seemed to have been mortally wounded, but this mortal wound was healed. Fascinated the whole world, followed after the beast. They worshipped a dragon because it gave its authority to the beast. They also worshiped the beast and said, who can compare with the beast, or who can fight against it? The beast was given a mouth uttering proud boasts and blasphemies, and it was given authority to act for 42 months. It opened its mouth to utter blasphemies against God, blaspheming his name, his dwelling, and those who dwell in heaven. It was also allowed to wage war against the holy ones and conquer them. And it was granted authority over every tribe, people, tongue, and nation. All the inhabitants of the earth will worship it, all whose names are not written from the foundation of the world in the book of life, which belongs to the Lamb who was slain. Whosoever has ears ought to hear these words. Anyone destined for captivity goes into captivity. Anyone destined to be slain by the sword shall be slain by the sword. Such is the faithful endurance of the holy ones. 13 verse 1. You know, this beast looks a lot like Satan, because his image comes up from the sea when John looked from Patmos in the direction of Rome. He saw the sea. The Romans frequently arrived from the sea when invading his country. The sea is a abode of the dragon, and an abode of many people. For that matter, it's a abode of sea of people. So is the dragon's realm. And here, the 7 heads. 7 heads could pertain or indicate that this particular beast was embodying or possessing the heads of the kings, or the heads of state on the 7 world ruling empires, all of them, each with a blasphemous name. It represents those seven emperors since the BC 27. The Republic, Augustus, Tiberius, Caligula, Claudius, Nero, Vespasian, and Titus. Could be, but not necessarily. During 68 and 69 AD, there was really no one to emperor except three generals, Galba, Offa, Vitellius, succeeded each other briefly on the throne. And those are Roman. And I don't think that this pertains to Rome in this particular. I think it pertains to the world empires considered world empires in their day. In the seven, beginning with, I believe it was Assyria, Syria-Egyptian, and the Babylonian, Grecian, Persian, Roman, on up to where we are now. 10, being complete, a country, perhaps dominated by a Marxist government and godless, absolutely godless, will rule for 42 months. God's going to pull out, it appears. It appears God is going to pull out completely and let this world cook. And 13:2 from the beast in Daniel, the previous empires, the leopard, quite possibly Persia. It's the lion, Babylonian. And it could be several different ones, seven. Of the seven, we know the seven, but I'm not going to go into that. 13 and verse 3, one of its heads seemed to have been mortally wounded. Now, this has been preached as if it's one man, he's going to get a bullet in the head, and he's going to somehow survive it. I personally don't subscribe to that. I do believe that it could be a country. A country that pulls out from the dead. You know, the symbol, symbolically, all of these represent countries. If we get right down to it, not people. So if we want to get clear about it, the seven is countries. The beast going to rule for 42 months. A group of demon-possessed leaders. They could be anywhere from being totally possessed by the climate change group, the Marxist group, the kill all babies group. There's so many babies, or so many groups that this could encompass. And those that almost, well, they do. They make a religion out of these carbon footprints that are invading the earth. And they see death and war and killing as a good thing, as a favor to Mother Nature because of the footprints, carbon footprints. Now, this has cooled down since Donald Trump became president because he called it as it is. It's a bunch of hogwash. And it's a bunch of garbage come right out of the devil. And it is. But they'll resurrect it. You watch. When the church is gone, when somehow, if the church is defeated, I don't know. Let's hope that we're raptured. Let's hope. Everybody's preaching it. Well, let's hope so. When they're gone, when they're disabled, when this beast, Antichrist beast, takes over, this group of leaders, demon-possessed leaders, when they take over, they're going to wreak havoc in this world like never before. And in 13 and 6 to 7, this true picture of Antichrist, the last part of the seven, in the words that spoken about Christ in the opening vision of Revelation. Here they appear to be about a diabolical emperor, an Antichrist. But I'm saying once more, it may be a group of nations, a group of people. Seems to suggest, 13:8, some kind of predestination. And before the foundation of the world, the holy ones, the holy ones that are without blemish, whose names have been written in the book of life. This is not a reference to predetermining the foresight of God, but hindsight in the part of the author, the retrospection, that can see the hand of God's working, something that could not be seen until this moment of how often that this has been described, those that will be possessed by Satan will be a whole different people, a whole different group of people. The book of life belongs to the Lamb who was slain. Now, in 13:9, this was repeated at the end of each of the seven letters used by Christ in the Gospels as well. Is a reference to Jeremiah 43 and verse 10. Thus says the Lord in verse 10, the God of Israel, I will send for my servant, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and bring him here. He shall come and strike the land of Egypt with death. Whoever is marked for death, with exile, everyone destined for exile, with the sword, all those intended for the sword. This verse seems quite fantastic, but John is citing prophecy concerning the ruler of ancient Babylon, and then there's a new Babylon. The new Babylon. And this new Babylon will fall in 1 hour. Trying to get people to be sucked up into this beast. Now, 13:11, the second beast. When I saw another beast come up out of the earth, it had two horns, like a lamb, but spoke like a dragon, and it wielded all authority of the first beast in its sight, and made the earth and its inhabitants worship the first beast. False prophet, we call this. We've called this the false prophet for years and years, whose mental wound had been healed. Now, what is it? Why is it this wound? Perhaps tried before to manifest itself, wasn't able. Antichrist wasn't able to get enough support. But then, here we go again. Comes up out of the sea, out of the ocean of people, out of the dragon's mouth. First beast promotes the second beast. The second beast had two horns like a lamb's, but spoke like a dragon. It wielded all the authority of the first beast in its sight and made the earth its inhabitants worship the first beast, whose mortal wound had been healed. Now, is this the Antichrist that everyone talks about that's going to be one man? Come up out of the ocean of people? Perhaps it could happen if the church is gone. But as long as the church is here, folks, as long as the church and we have people that have a brain and a sensitive spiritual awareness, I do not believe that they could possibly worship or follow one man. It's a group. It's a country. It's a group of people, demon-possessed people, that Satan will prepare for the end times like no one has ever done, like he has never done. And it'll be different. We have to be aware. Well, that's our time for today. Go to our website, krciradio.com. Write us email us a message. Let us know you're listening. Call us at 928-368-6766. Let us know you're listening. And write to us, KRCI Radio, Box 424, Lakeside, Arizona, 85929. Till tomorrow's broadcast, Brother Hansen saying, study, show yourself approved to God.